Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Westaller with a word in Edgewise. Today's the 18th of May, the 138th day of 2026, with 227 days remaining for our journey to 2027. That seems like a long enough time to grapple with at least 10,000 things between now and next year, without factoring in 100 times as many distractions encountered along the way. Will the occasional measure for leisure arise naturally, like the yawn from our calico coon cat when she stretches out her front legs, the furry tufts between her toes reaching in relaxation for a defining limit only she will recognize? Both she and her cousin, a tabby coon, had birthdays a day apart this past week. They are 9 years old now. Every month they receive a dose of tick repellent. Unlike a friend of mine's dog, and myself, the Maine Coons have not contracted Lyme disease yet. My forays outdoors above 38 degrees Fahrenheit are usually done now in hermetically sealed, permethrin-treated costume. The other day I was over at our site across town, standing in front of some sawhorses, noticing a tick land upon a plank that I was about to inspect. The tick had been blown by the wind, something which moves ticks around quite a bit, but something that's not mentioned much when ticks are discussed by the experts. 10 years ago, for example, not long after the end of the Passy River canoe race, I was sitting on a picnic bench at the Head of the Tide restaurant just outside of Belfast when a tick crash-landed 6 inches from my right hand, resting on the picnic table. These things happen. Aren't we all, as more than a few folks besides Shakespeare have told us, simply actors in one play or another, and therefore either in need of a plan or part of a plan and a persona, and in turn desiring to stick to those plans and personas? Make no mistake about it, yin and yang are required for harmony. In our household, we achieve a balance of sorts. My middle name has to do with wolves, and I live with 3 cats. Kathleen, or Cat Cat, Cassidy Cat, and Prima Cat, 1 male and 3 females. Some might say I'm outnumbered, but I don't feel that way. So much depends upon one's perspective and how we go about describing the 10,000 things, including that big dome above us. We move between a spectrum of always and never, as the old fella says, never say never, 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 never. Here's poet Philip Matris's take on it in Never Describe the Sky as Azure. Unless it's made of stone, Lazward, migrating from Persia, smuggled from Farsi, to Arabic and thrown like a wingless bird across the sky-dark sea until its virgin spills from English mouths, lapis lazuli. Oh, trap of beauty, you are a fiction. Exhausted at day's end of an oven summer, I duck out of the house into the truth of twilight. Blue, no other name than azure, azure, and no other home, the color of this sky. Struck above this earth, no path to heaven except through this dirt. For every day we celebrate the beginning of new lives and find some comfort in our hope for the future, among the abundantly famous birthdays for today are those of Omar Khayyam, Nicholas II, Bertrand Russell, Walter Gropius, Frank Capra, Shunryu, Suzuki, Big Joe Turner, Perry Como, Leon Shenandoah, Margot Fontaine, Priscilla Pointer, Pernell Roberts, Reggie Jackson, Diane Crump, Olivia Harrison, George Strait, Jenna Yeager, Yun Fat Chow, and Tina Fey. And of noteworthy historical significance, today in 1631, John Winthrop was elected first governor of the Massachusetts Bay Colony. Today in 1952, Professor Willard Libby declared that England's prehistoric monument of Stonehenge dated back to 1848 BC. Today in 1953, American aviator Jacqueline Cochran became the first woman to break the sound barrier. And today in 1980 in Washington State, Mount St. Helens erupted in one of the greatest explosions ever recorded in North America. Heavenward in the western sky after sunset this evening, tomorrow evening, and Wednesday evening, our waxing crescent moon will appear to be keeping company with the bright planets Jupiter and Venus. Meanwhile, as we enter late spring in the mid-northern latitudes, early evening in the eastern sky is prime time to look for the Keystone asterism in Hercules, otherwise known as the Hercules Cluster M13. Looking eastward, find the brilliant blue-white star Vega, and above it, in suspended animation, will be the running legs, body, and arms of Hercules, at the top of which is the cluster that looks like a big fuzzy star, Messier 13, which is actually thousands of stars, about 22,000 light-years away. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with the Word in Edgewise, welcoming this ninth week of spring, the 21st week of 2026, and the third full week of May. Keep the faith.